A team from the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency arrived in North Korea today, ahead of a planned shutdown of the country's atomic reactor. As part of a February 2007 agreement, the North agreed to bring its Yongbon reactor permanently offline in exchange for conventional fuel concessions. Associate Fellow for Asia Studies at London's Chatham House, Dr. John Swenson-Wright, says the development represents real progress.
I think this is a very promising development. The critical logjam that has allowed the IAEA inspectors back into North Korea has been the resolution of the Banco Delta Asia issue. Some $25 million worth of funds were delayed in being returned to North Korea, and I think the North Koreans have been waiting to see progress on this before they were willing to allow the inspectors back in. It is, I should add, the beginning of a process, really, and we've seen the last 3 months, particularly following the February agreement that set in place a framework for dealing with the nuclear issue in a gradual and systematic way, at the beginning of that process. This is a critical stage in that the inspectors are going to be the necessary parties in determining whether North Korea is serious about complying with the agreement, in particular in providing the information that's so necessary to provide a full and frank disclosure of its nuclear program. What we're talking about in this first instance is freezing and ultimately shutting down permanently the Yongbyon reactor, which has been producing the plutonium that has been used by North Korea to develop its nuclear capability. And what the inspectors will be looking for is clear evidence and clear cooperation from the North Koreans that they're serious about doing that.